Hey, 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 everybody. It's Lynn Schuster Williams
and Brooke Haynes.
And we are here for Frequency 500. We are on a mission to inspire more people to live from the frequency of love and above. And can I just say, Brooke Haynes, that living from the frequency of love and above has taken a hit lately. Or I don't know what the word is, but we were just talking earlier about how there have been so many days lately where it's like today, this morning was heavy, or yesterday was really hard, or 10 people called me yesterday freaking out, or like there's just been a lot, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And I have been made aware that it's not just here in the U.S. It is worldwide that the collective is heavy.
Yeah. And so I think there are two things about that for me. On the one hand, knowing that it isn't just me, right? That there's this ripple of heaviness that's going through kind of the collective consciousness, if you will, that's in the energy field that we're all feeling, right? It's kind of like when you walk into a room and somebody just had a fight in the room and you can feel it, right? It's kind of like that on a global scale. And so on the one hand, knowing it's not just me makes me feel better about it. On the other hand, it also makes it feel a little unavoidable. And it's so important more than ever for us to find those ways that help us lift our energy out of it. Because, you know, it's like every tiny increment above the average brings the average up, right? So it's so important for all of us who are willing to pay attention and strive for, reach for, live from love or above 1 degree more, 1 degree more, 1 degree more, because that raises the average for all of us.
Absolutely, it does. And, you know, one thing about when you said, for us to all be able to feel that we're here in this position, and so it's not just you, that alone helps bring some relief.
Yeah.
In relief, a relief is higher up on the emotional tone scale, right? So it's a higher vibration. And that's what we're here to do. We're not here to say that no matter, you're always going to be, strive to always be there. We're here to say, work your way back up when you can. And and I think also, which brings this to a little bit of a different, I'm going to insert something here that's a little different, is this time around also, okay, spit it out, Brooke, is that when we're understanding that this heaviness exists everywhere around us, And we're going to keep our vibration up. There's this other thing that's super important. And maybe for me, it's just so integrated now where it wasn't before, is making sure that it's not dismissive. And it's when we are striving to keep our energy and our frequency up and in amongst chaos. So this new blending. So let's take everything we've been learning and let's blend it into, okay, so we're not going to be dismissive. We're not going to be, how do you be? I guess this is the thing. And is the question is, how do you be focused on bringing yourself up, focused on up-leveling your vibration, talking to a collective conscious that you're fully aware that this heaviness is there and not being dismissive? It's starting to integrate for me, more and more all the time. So I want that to be said too, because that's part of this. We're talking about heavy conversations in a Frequency 500 podcast.
Right, right. I agree with that. You know, I don't ever want people who are feeling anything below 500, right? Who are calibrating on the map of consciousness below that. Anywhere below that, below 200 for that matter, right? In anger, shame, whatever. Like, I don't want anyone to ever feel like what we're saying is that's not an okay way to feel, or that's not an okay place to be. It may be that for your own sake, you don't want to stay there, right? But it also, sometimes, you know, I used to have a friend who whenever anything would happen that was unexpected, good, bad, or indifferent, they would say, life happens while you're making other plans, you know. And the truth is, and we would chuckle about it, but life does happen in ways that we are not always planning for it to, obviously. And we're all getting an object lesson in that these days. And so, you know, not to dismiss how someone feels, not to dismiss where someone feels like they're landing in their personal vibration is really important, because if we were to dismiss that, that would not be the frequency of love or above, right? I mean, that would be counterproductive, I think, for sure. But it's important to say it. It's important for people to feel it. That they're validated wherever they are, whatever they're feeling, whatever's going on in their world. And, you know, Brooke, we have lots of friends who have been going through a lot of things. Lots of the women that we know and work closely with, who are part of masterminds we run and things like that, they've had a lot going on. You know, we've had people close to the fires in California. We've had people whose spouses are, you know, having dire diagnoses. We have people who are, you know, just in their own personal lives experiencing things that are a lot. And on top of that, there's this stack, this layering of the heaviness from the collective consciousness of the stress that's going on. And
and in that, sorry, I'm kind of cutting you off,
but please do.
To inject right there. Also, in that, we also have that when we are put into an energy that is familiar for other times in our lives, it'll bring up stuff. It'll bring up familiar feelings from past things. So things that you may thought have been healed or have been so far, like to a certain level, it will bring that back up again. So now you're dealing with things that remind you of the way you're feeling, the things that are actually happening, and the collective consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's the conditioning, right? We have experiences over and over and over in our lives, and we start to get conditioned that when I start to feel like this, it means this, right? And so that comes into play for us too. It's so there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on for individual people and families. And I think the real message from us is that it's still worth it to look for the next way to raise your personal vibration, the next way to contribute to the collective average being raised and lightened by doing that yourself.
Not only is it still worth it, it's most important.
It is.
It is more important now than when it was easy.
For yourself, absolutely,
and for the people around us.
Yeah.
And it is a chance and an opportunity to really tap into how you can make a change.
Yeah. And you know, I've known you for a long time, Brooke, and I have known you to be the person who sees the opportunity in tough things. And sometimes that's not the most well-received thing, right? People aren't always willing or able or right. willing to look for and see the opportunity in what feels to them like a dire situation, right?
Right.
But I know that I remember learning somewhere sometime, so forgive me because I don't remember the source for this, that the Chinese character, it's a combination word, and it's crisis and opportunity, or danger and opportunity, right? Or go together. Because in every crisis situation, in every dangerous situation, there is an opportunity, right? And we don't see that easily all the time, but it's there. And I think it's one of the things you often see sooner or more easily than the people around you. And I'm so aware because I've watched you do that before, and it, and people be like, what do you mean this dire thing has an opportunity in it, right?
But yeah, it can all be offensive to some people, right?
Exactly.
And when you see the opportunity, that doesn't mean you're not seeing the problem either, or the damage,
exactly,
or the hurt feelings. And that was where that dismissive came in earlier. And I think, you know, someone asked me recently, how do you do that? And I said, I think it's because I believe in us so much. Yeah. I believe in the human race. Yeah. I believe in us as being good people. I believe, and I know that it might be only 51%, but I believe that we are 51%.
Yeah. You know, I follow one of the places on this planet that's super dear to my heart is the mountains of Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee. And in 2024, obviously, on September 27th or 28th, whatever day that was, Hurricane Helene came through and there was devastation and lives lost and all of that. And it was... There are horrific stories that are not really being told in the national press. I talk to people from around the country all the time who just are unaware of what happened there. And one of the things I see, though, also, that is the opportunity that came from it. I see stories of such collaboration, such hope, such generosity, such pure love, you know, that I remember once watching a video of a road that had been completely decimated. You couldn't even tell there had ever been a road there. It looked like a pile of construction rubble. Right. There was nothing flat anywhere there. And then 2 days later, these coal miners from West Virginia on their own dime brought all their heavy equipment down and cleared all that rubble and graded a new road between these two towns so that people could get to the people in that town that had been cut off by the destruction of this road. And like story after story after story of people showing up in Western North Carolina with, there's a guy from Maryland who built a modular home in his backyard so that it could be taken apart and transported and put it on a truck and brought it and rebuilt it for a family that lost everything. I mean, just story after story of gifts and generosity and healing and, you know, those are the opportunities that came from this really huge destructive force, right? But there were still opportunities that came from it. And it's important, I think, for us to remember that that's part of the equation, right?
Absolutely. And because we rely on us, our neighbor, right? We rely on our neighbor. And when I say our neighbor, whether that means your neighbor next door or whether it means as a person, you might be in California, but you are me or you, you know, that kind of thing, you right. know, and we don't rely on other sources to be there for us. We rely on each other and that bringing that back to frequency 500. Sometimes it takes seeing the love, like having love for a situation, having empathy for a situation and saying, what can I do to help? And whether it's send love, we have someone in our mastermind that's always, she sends love and that she watches the news just to send love, you know,
right.
Whether we're sending love, whether we're sending our focus of good thoughts and holding the perfect thought, whether we're getting up and going down there and helping or donating, whatever it is, you have to have empathy, see it, and then take an action towards it. And it's what you give, you will get. So you gave out a dose of love. Guess what happens? You feel good and you feel of love. So when you see the opportunity in something, it will help everyone involved for you to see the opportunity in something.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I remember when our friend, when I said one time, I just can't watch the news. I haven't watched the news in decades on a regular basis. You know, every now and then I see something because I'm in somebody else's house and they have the news on or whatever. But I don't watch the news. And she said, oh, I watch the news all the time so that I can know where to send love. And I just thought, wow. Like, wow. And let me just say, not everybody has to do that. and I still don't want to watch the news, even though I have that concept from her.
I'm so like, glad she's doing that for us.
I'm so glad she does that. I'm so grateful she does that.
Yes.
I am so grateful she does that. And I'm still not going to do it. Right. I send the love wherever I say wherever Robin's sending love, let me send some love with her, you know.
That's right.
I still don't have to watch the news to do it. Right.
I didn't know how to articulate that, but I was seeing like, we'll just contribute to the love that she sent.
Right. Right. That's so right. Well, you know, I think too, it's like, those ideas, just like that, like her idea of I watch the news so I know where to send the love, right? That is a practical idea that somebody listening is going to go, oh, I could do that, you know, or maybe they live with a spouse who watches the news every day. And so they kind of can't get away from it. Well, now you know what to do with it instead of just hating it, right? Yeah. So there's so many things like that where we can look for ways to dial up the frequency, right?
Yeah. And, you know, going on what you just said, look for ways. So that's what I would like to offer to our listeners today from this episode, or to look for the ways.
Yeah.
You could, whatever it is you're feeling, if whether you're feeling it, whether you are vibrating at frequency of love and above, what are the ways that you can do? Where are the opportunities for you to contribute more of that, more love, and give and help be, even if it just means be the light while you're praying or meditating or sending your thoughts in bed before you wake up? Like, what are the ways, what are the things you can do to make you feel better? And then it will return. It will make other help others feel better too.
Yeah, because what we put out into that quantum energy field, whatever you want to call it, we get back. So that's
and
what
we put into ourselves, they get back.
Right.
It, and it goes both ways too.
Absolutely. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, fun. Brooke, thank you for having this conversation. I feel better.
I'm ready. Let's do some more.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you. Hit subscribe. Send this episode to somebody you think needs to hear it. Share the love. We appreciate you.